Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Sophie and Tobias. Hi, Tobias, can you hear me?
Hi, Sophie, I can. Hello.
Okay. Yeah, hi. I'm so sorry, everyone, for being late. We had some technical difficulties this morning, but we are finally connected. So welcome to all of you who have joined us. And we are very excited about doing this show, talking about life with ease, how to have ease when technology breaks down. Oh, my.
Give us ease, technology.
Say that again.
Oh, can you hear me okay?
Yeah. What did you say? I didn't hear what you just said.
Give us ease, technology, please.
Yes, yes. So actually, this is a perfect example of how I wanted to start the show, because I want to specify to people that we're talking about ease, not easy. And there's a slight difference. So, for instance, it was not easy for me to get on the call today, but I had ease around it, meaning that I didn't freak out, I didn't make myself wrong. You're not making me wrong. So that's ease, when we're not using judgment to make something wrong. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, total sense.
Okay, so that was such a great example. I wonder if that's why we created that.
I think so. I think that was our testing ground.
Exactly. Okay, so we're talking about life with ease. So you and I were talking about this a few days ago. How much value have we all given to having things being difficult?
Right? Yeah.
I mean, we all know the expression, no pain, no gain. And so it's like, they work so hard. I mean, you probably heard this before. They work, you know, they're doing so well because they work so hard, right?
Mm-hmm.
And is that creating the life that we actually want to create?
Well, not if you're happy doing it. I think a lot of us, you know, effortless. The word itself, as it relates to prosperity or success, appears to me to be kind of somewhat of an oxymoron. You cannot prosper or succeed without effort, but if you're trying too hard, forcing your way or struggling too long, your action is not coming from the right place.
Okay, so Tobias, I have to ask you to get closer to your phone because I cannot catch every word that you say.
Okay. Okay, what I was saying was that, can you hear me now?
Exactly. Are you speaking in the phone?
How about now?
Well, you'll
Sophie?
Have to speak. Can you speak?
Yes. I'm right next to my phone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay. It's better. Go ahead.
Oh, what I was saying that, so the word like effortlessness or ease, it kind of somewhat has like an oxymoron to it, because the word itself, as it relates to like success, it appears, it's like, you cannot prosper or succeed without effort, true. But if you're trying too hard or forcing your way or struggling too long, your action is not coming from a right place. So I think we often don't recognize when we are like swimming upstream. And so much of this reality rewards ourselves for fighting or for achievement no matter what.
Yes.
And,
so this is interesting that you're saying that, because what I realize is that for me, if I have to make a lot of effort, doing something, then it's not fun anymore. And I'm not calling that success.
Well, it's because, you know, it's because our conscious mind is not meant to be used to worry about any of the functions of living, really. And there's like there's a deep intelligence at work in the universe. And I think we have to develop the faith that this intelligence will meet our needs just as it meets the needs of every cell in our body and every animal. Or like if you just look at nature and how it works with such ease, everything tends to unfold. And I think what we do is we strive so hard, we sort of lose that feeling, and we start going actually into judgment because we work so hard and we don't get what we want. We kind of almost start like I said, we start swimming upstream. We start actually reading the opposite of what we're trying to create.
Yep. So okay. So right now there's a lot of really strange energy on the call, and maybe it's me, maybe it's somebody else. I don't know, but. Can we just expand out a little bit? So I would like all of us to take a big breath right now.
Okay.
And just feel our bodies and be very present with our bodies and invite the energy of ease and the energy of possibilities to come into our bodies.
Yeah.
Mm. Cool. Okay. Thank you. Okay. So,
I think what I was trying to explain, Sophie, is that, you know, nature has its intelligence.
Right.
And nature functions with effortlessness and carefreeness.
Mm-hmm.
So why do humans
try so hard to make something so unnatural valuable?
Well, I think we've been taught that it takes enormous effort to create anything.
So who has decided that it creates a lot of, I mean, it requires a lot of effort? Who has decided that?
Well, you do, but I think also this reality, I think for most of us, effort pervades our lives. Blame it on the Industrial Revolution. Blame it on our parents. Blame it on our modern schooling that they taught us to climb and strive and work and strive and climb and climb. And, effort.
So, okay. I'm going to play devil's advocate in a way, but if you don't mind, all of you and you, Tobias, if you can just stay with me for a few minutes, because I just realized that the people that make the most money in this world actually have the most ease, right? So the people that make the most money, they show up for 1 hour or for 2 hours, do a concert, and get paid a lot of money. Now, while they're doing the concert, while they're playing the big game, they're definitely generating a lot of energy. So it requires a lot of intense energy from them, either in performing or playing or whatever it is they're doing. It requires that big energy, right? And like when you do powerlifting, it requires that big energy. But outside of that moment, when you're giving that big energy, they're not actually making it hard. So that moment is like a game. It's a joy that is generated, right? But what happens is the people that don't put in that big energy. So for instance, like I don't work out. So for me, when I'm looking at what you're doing, I'm like, this is crazy. This is insane. This is hard because it does not generate that big joy for me. It does not generate that big energy for me. For you, it may be quite a lot of effort, but it creates so much energy that effort it becomes ease. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. So, like, for instance, when someone comes up to me and asks me, how do I stay in this shape all year round, or how do I stay on that diet, or the people that know me closely and see what I eat on a daily basis, they'll ask me, how do you stay so consistent with what you eat and what you do? And you know, for me, it's as hard as training, and I love training. So
yeah,
for me, like I said, it's as hard as training, and I love training, so it comes easy for me. So
yeah.
Because I'm doing what I love, and if I do something that I love doing, it just comes with ease. Ease comes along with that.
Yeah,
so let me look
exactly
on the outside to somebody that doesn't recognize it. It comes easy for me.
Yeah. Exactly. So, okay. So now that we've got that part, what I feel happens is that a lot of people assume that you have to have that intensity all day long in order to generate what it is that they're generating. So, it makes sense now that, oh, well, you know, he's always pushing, she's always singing, he's always showing up. So then people are always going to push, sing, show up. When actually, if people recognize that it's not about that. It's about the joy they have. It's about the energy that gets generated in that moment. Then everything else will also have ease, right? So,
yeah, because it's part of that person. It's who they are. So the person that's always singing, it's kind of who they are. So they're just being the ease of themselves. And
yeah. So for me, that would be hard to do what you're trying to do, because that's not who I be.
Yeah.
And also, as an entrepreneur, like I remember thinking, oh, well, I have to work 80 hours a week in order to make this first year, because that's what I heard everybody has to do their first year of business.
Yeah.
When I started my business, I was working very long hours. And then a couple of months ago, my body started breaking down. And I realized I was doing it hard instead of asking, what will make this, how can I have more ease with this?
Oh, yeah.
And when I started asking that question, how can I have more ease with this? Then people started showing up that wanted to contribute to me. So have me promote some of the stuff that I do, help me with some of the more like minute details of my business and things like that. And things started becoming a lot easier for me, because I was including other ways of doing things that I had not included before.
So were you, so it was kind of like you were actually also appreciating yourself more.
I don't know if I'm great at that yet. But yeah, so having gratitude for what I was doing. Say that again.
Well, I think what you decided to do was honor yourself. You saw that something wasn't working.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah. I think a lot of ease comes with me with appreciation and gratitude. So, like, if I say I appreciate where I am, I appreciate what I've been through, I appreciate knowing what I know, I appreciate being who I be, I appreciate the path I've been on, I appreciate the path that's going to unfold for me. When I'm in that kind of energy and that kind of space, it just seems like things get easier for me. And if I'm in that vibration of constant verbal acknowledgement of what's coming, I get a sense of ease and gratitude.
Okay, so I'm going to give you and everybody who's listening to us a little challenge. I would love for everybody to consider appreciating even the crap. Have gratitude for what we consider the crap, or what we consider not working or difficult or challenging. Because everything that shows up in our life is something that we've created or asked for. But it never shows up the way we think it's going to show up, right? So, so if, like, for instance, I have a client that shows up that does not pay me, which right now I have somebody who owes me money. And I keep having to send them messages saying, please pay this, please pay that, please pay this, please pay that. What I realized that I can be grateful for this person is that she gave me the awareness that I don't have a system in my business that's automatic, that when somebody does not pay, they get an automatic reminder, and I have a credit card on file that I can automatically charge so that she doesn't have to remember to pay, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes, too, it's like, oh, wow, I'm actually so grateful for this person to not pay, because it makes me notice what's missing in my business to make this ease for me.
Yeah, so you're kind of refusing to sit in the disharmony of yourself, and you're kind of showing that, you know, there's ease in the midst of any kind of difficulty. It's just finding that energy and being in them.
Well, it's asking a question. It's asking, what will it take to change this? And how does it get any better than this?
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Even for the crappy stuff, so like car accidents, parking tickets, or really big bills that you get, or on the day that you really don't want to be sick on. Like, how does it get any better than this?
So you said something bad happens as well. Is that correct? So.
Well, I don't like to call it bad, because it's never bad. It's just something that happens that's not in what we thought we wanted.
Yes. Okay.
But it's not necessarily bad. It's just that it doesn't show up the way. So, like, I remember one day I had a schedule full of classes, like 6 weekends in a row. I was booked. I had not one weekend free. And then one of my classes, nobody signed up for that class. Like, I had people sign up for all of my other classes except that one. And I realized that I had created this, so I got a break. So I got a break in the 6 weeks where I didn't have to do anything, because I had planned for childcare. I my whole schedule was arranged so I could do the class. And it was awesome that suddenly, nobody signed up, so that I can actually relax and take it easy. It was so awesome.
So going back to that, I like that, Sophie, because like, for instance, let's say we're late for an appointment, and if we were to say, okay, how does it get better than this? Instead of going and rushing, and you know what happens every time you rush, right? Things just get worse. You'll hit every street. You'll hit more traffic. It's just because we're being that the opposite energy of how can it get any better. So
exactly.
So it's brilliant to be able to say that. And it just kind of stops that energy of what we really, what we may think is bad. So it doesn't continue, we get worse.
Exactly. Because it can always get better. And you know, for anyone out there who's not familiar with that question, don't ever, ever say it does not get any better. Because if you ever say it does not get any better, it will not get any better. It just won't. But if you keep asking, how does it get any better, it will keep getting better and better and better and better. And in ways that you did not ever imagine.
Well, the next time I stub my toe, I'm going to say, how does it get better than death pain?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. That sounds good. Okay. Wow, we actually went a lot faster than I expected on this.
Really?
One thing that I wanted to mention that we kind of skipped over was that this we often make ourselves right for working hard.
Yeah.
And if we make ourselves right for working hard, then we will never be able to have it easy. Because we always have to be right, right? We always have to be right. And we care more about being right than having something else possible. And so we often do this thing where it's like, oh, well, I'm right if I work hard. And so we'll keep working hard in order to be right.
It's like, and you know, you can actually attract money without any effort on your part. And it's actually okay doing so. I think a lot of people don't allow themselves to feel like it's okay to be that energy.
Yeah, because if you're not, you will never be able to find money on the floor or find money in an old coat or win the lottery or get somebody to pay you more than you thought you should get paid. Like, if you're not willing to have money come easily without effort, none of these situations can come.
And like, obviously you will need to use your energy in the physical world, but when you're doing what you want, you will not be filled with all that stress. When you're operating from the right place, all the actions you take feel kind of effortless and a lot easier.
Yeah. So like this morning, I had a really challenging time getting on the radio show. And I was like, hold on a second, I'm making this way too hard. So I just stopped everything I was doing and I was like, what will it take for this to be easy? And boom, everything started working.
Yeah.
It started working much better, much faster.
you have magic.
Say that again.
Well, that's because you have magic.
I do have magic. How did you know? Who told you my secret? Do you know me?
I do know you.
Uh-huh. All right. So what else? What else can we give people to have more ease in life? Okay. So one thing that that to me helps have more ease is to stop thinking.
Yeah.
And the way that I stop thinking, for instance, is like I go take a walk in nature, or I play with my kids or my dog, or I go shopping. What else? I play video games. If I do any of these things, like suddenly my thoughts go. When my thoughts go away, then the universe can deliver something so much greater than what I ever imagined. I remember the greatest job I've ever gotten. I got it while I was watching television.
Wow.
I was watching Oprah. I will always remember. I was watching Oprah when I got this phone call that somebody was looking for who I was, and that job created so much in my life. It was amazing. So I had to get a job while watching Oprah.
It's also a relationship with people.
Yeah.
You can find a lot of ease. I think it's really through the quality of our relationships that we can also find that ease and live in a carefree life. So I think it's important to appreciate the people in our lives.
Yeah,
more and more. And then the more you shine your light on them and open up your hearts, I think the more ease will arise. And then we can all sort of walk on that path of appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always found that through my relationships with my friends and people I know, I'm just find ease and be able to go to them and talk to them about certain things and having that openness.
Yeah, it's true that when you appreciate people, even sometimes, like, you don't even have to be, but if you simply just appreciate the person, like, in your head, in your heart, or by putting your hand on their back or whatever it is, like, you just energetically appreciate them, they will relax so much and relationships get so much easier because their walls get dropped. Like, they can drop their walls a lot faster than if you're, like, if you're questioning something or if you're not appreciating something. I used to have a boss like that where I was always, he was always pissed at me for some reason. And one day I was like, okay, I have to try something different. And so I would go in his office and I'd be like, thank you so much for saying what you said yesterday. And then boom, everything that day was like so much easier. So much easier. He would leave me alone.
Also, the day before you on your nerves or getting to you, and then the next day you, instead of kind of bringing that energy back into the workplace, you decided to stop it and just acknowledge them, and it's changed everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
Yeah, my daughter is very funny. She, when her teacher says something to her, like, you're so smart or you did so well, she will work so much. She'll actually enjoy her homework so much more than if her teacher has told her, oh, you need to learn this or do this better, whatever. Then she won't want to do her homework. So I just had a teacher conference and I told him, I said, you better tell her that you're proud of her because she'll do a lot of more work than if you tell her you don't like what she did. Okay, one quick thing that I want to mention because it just came up actually. So remember that we are all super psychic. And we all pick up on everybody else's shit. So, like, all throughout the day, we are always aware of how people are functioning all the time. So even if for you, something is easy, like, you know, for you, Tobias, it's like lifting weights or designing a home or things like that. And for me, it would be like doing spreadsheets and databases and things like that. Well, when we go and live our life, there are people for whom spreadsheets and databases are really difficult. So if I'm not aware that I'm picking up on everybody else's stuff, suddenly in my day I'll be like, oh my gosh, this is so difficult, when it's not. It's not that difficult, but I often buy other people's awarenesses. I mean, other people's points of views, because I am not acknowledging my awareness.
Yeah.
So that's something else that I wanted people to remember, is that you're always picking up on other people's stuff, right?
And also, there's an energy of ease that, if you could be the energy of ease, I mean, going back to ease, things that normally are a struggle for you begin to dissolve.
Yes.
And like, even things that you have a hard time remembering, you have an easy time remembering suddenly. Because you're kind of in that energy of ease and sort of effortless thinking.
Yes. Absolutely.
You start to,
that
I
actually
find that,
made me very much relaxed. When you said that, I totally got how by actually choosing ease, everything becomes ease.
Yeah, you'll feel more, even more stamina in your physical body, and I think even the aches and pains you occasionally feel become less. The more you move into that energy of ease,
mm-hmm.
because we're no longer choosing the struggle. You're no longer resisting, you know. So when you're the energy of ease, ideas will just kind of begin to flow easier.
Yeah.
And also at the right time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So like when we're living that life and experiencing unease, you kind of stop that creation. You know.
That feels a little bit too advanced for today's show.
I'm just saying I seem to pick that up where I have a lot of unease. I just almost stop existing.
Yeah.
I can't seem to create anything.
Is it really possible for you to create nothing?
Well, just for me, yes.
Okay. Just for you. Just for you.
You're so aware, Sophie. I think you catch every word I say, so the wrong word.
No, you're not using the wrong word. No. That's absolutely not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that we all do that, right? We're like, oh my gosh, when I choose not ease, I stop myself, okay?
Yeah.
Is it that we stop ourselves, or is it that we're simply choosing not ease? Because we continue to create, but we create something that's just not fun.
Yeah.
That's
so we're
it.
Just choosing not.
Sorry?
So we're just choosing the energy of not ease.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But we are always creating. We're always creating. Just sometimes we create crap. And we have acknowledge, I just created crap. Cool. Awesome. How does it get any better than that? What else can I choose? Okay, so I'd like to do a little plug-in here for a second, because a lot of this information is tools of access consciousness, and not all of it, but about 80% of what we talked about today is tools of access consciousness. And the first thing that we do in Access Consciousness is that we include the body. So a habit of choosing unease often is very old. It's not something that we just picked up last week. It's something that we probably had our whole life. We picked up a long time ago. So the way to remove that habit is actually go in the body and undo these electromagnetic fields in the body that's locking this habit of choosing unease. And the way we do this is with something called access the bars. So both Tobias and I, we do private sessions with people to do access the bars. Tobias probably more in the valley of Los Angeles, and me probably more toward the east of Los Angeles. We also teach classes called Access the Bars. And if you are looking for a class, you can go to accessconsciousness.com and look for Access Bars class. And Tobias will very soon start teaching classes too. Right, Tobias?
Yes, you're right. I will teach a class.
Okay, so that was the little plug-in that I wanted to mention, because to me, when we talk about not thinking and we talk about choice, I never got that until I unlocked it from my body. I never got that it didn't have to be hard. Never got that I didn't have to make an effort in changing my thoughts or anything like that until I unlocked it from my body. So
yeah.
I really, really recommend that anytime something is hard, we look at, is this something that I have deep, deep in my body that needs to be unlocked?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going through a cleanse right now. And by doing this cleanse, I am actually even unlocking energies that I totally forgot that I bought decades ago, that I totally forgot I was functioning from that place. And it's been very uncomfortable, but I'm very grateful that I'm starting to undo it from my body.
So the bringing up a lot of emotions and
no kidding. You haven't noticed?
No, I just
You are so kind.
Emotions are like strangers, you know. You got to know them a long time ago, and they seem to be back up into your life sometimes, and they kick in, and then our opinions start forming. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a phone call.
That's my score from somebody who's supposed to answer that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so are you picking that up?
I'm sorry. Hang on.
Okay. Can you just put me on mute for a second? Actually, I'm going to mute you. Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry, Sophie.
Oh, I think I muted you. Hold on 1 second.
Okay,
hey,
I'm
are
back.
You back? Oh,
yeah,
okay,
I'm back.
Awesome. Okay. Sorry for that little commercial interruption, people.
I'm sorry.
Go, but don't go to Harris' house in Westlake Village. Just don't do it.
No, don't come here.
Okay, that was the little commercial interruption for today. All right, so I got so much from this call today. Like, it shifted so much energy from me that my mind is totally blank right now. I feel like I have nothing else to say. Is there anything else you would like to add to the conversation about ease?
I don't know. I think I kind of feel the same. I'm a little blanked out right now.
Yeah, okay. So I feel like there was a lot of information given on the show. So we're going to let
that.
You... Go ahead.
I think I say that. If I was to say a last word, I'd say if we learn how to find that ease state in our everyday flow, I think your whole life will become like an enjoyable playground. There won't be anything to get tense or stressed about. You're simply being in the dance of business and life. It's like a whole new paradigm.
Exactly.
So,
isn't that cool?
So, you know, we become so much more efficient when we're in that energy or that state of ease. And then we can enjoy each moment of the day as we're getting things done. I mean, it's a new way. I would love to see more people give themselves that gift of ease. And I'm around a lot of people in my business that you would think that they would have a lot of ease in their lives because of what
mm-hmm.
they have materialistically and whatnot. But I see a lot of unease with these people, and I often I'm so perplexed by that because I look at myself and I thought if I was in that position, I would think I'd have so much ease.
Yeah.
It's amazing to see how much unease that there really is out there and with people that have so much opportunity and so much that has been gifted to them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Awesome. So thank you for saying that. Thank you all so much for listening to the show today. I hope that you got some good information about living the life, a life with ease. If you have any questions about this, please give us, please contact us and email Sophie, Sophie.mihalko@gmail.com, and I'll forward questions as well, so we can both answer. But let us know also what you're thinking about the show. If you like it, please share it with your friends. And we will post the next show up very soon, hopefully. Thank you, Tobias, for being here with me today.
Thank you, Sophie, and thank you, everybody that's listening.
And we will all talk to you very soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.